This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in an inaugural and laying foundation stone for projects worth over 5,000 crore in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. And more details on this from our correspondent.
A series of urban developmental projects across cities like Jamnagar, Surat, Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Junagadh will be launched today. A major highlight will be the groundbreaking of Phase 3 of Sabarmati Riverfront Project in Ahmedabad, worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The PM will also inaugurate over 22,000 homes built under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, costing rupees 1,000 crore. Marking 20 years of the launch of the urban developmental year in 2005 as a former CM of Gujarat, the PM will now launch the Urban Developmental Year 2025 along with Gujarat's Clean Air Program in Gandhinagar. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Gandhinagar.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. We have a report.
This year, the government announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprise 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. During the first investiture ceremony, the President conferred Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025. In the second investiture ceremony, a total of 68 eminent personalities will be honoured with Padma Awards. Among them, former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Khehar and Kumudini Rajinikant Lakhia will be awarded Padma Vibhushan for their contributions in the fields of public affairs and arts, respectively. Those who will be presented the Padma Bhushan include Jatin Goswami, Kailash Nath Dixit, and Sathavi Ritambhara, while renowned economist Bibek Debroy will be honored posthumously. With Aman Yadav, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor visited the South American country Guyana. Briefing media, Dr. Tharoor said that Guyana has extended support for India's right to defend itself from terrorist attacks and to respond effectively.
Guyana is a member of the Security Council, and as such, its voice is heard when the 15 members of the Council are formulating a response to any incident involving international peace and security. So, for example, there is the press statement by the Security Council condemning the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Guyana's was one of the voices reflected in the language and strong support given to India in that press statement.
Another multi-party Indian parliamentary delegation, led by Supriya Sule, Member of Parliament, concluded its official visit to Qatar. During their two-day visit, the delegation held high-level discussions with senior Qatari officials. The delegation also engaged with members of Qatar's academia and think tanks at the Middle East Council for Global Affairs, interacted with journalists from leading Qatari dailies Al Shark and Peninsula, and addressed members of the Indian community. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal and south interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Gangetic West Bengal, Mahe, Marathwada, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Andaman and Nicobar Island, Odisha and northeastern states are also expected to experience heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Domestic benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened lower today amid weak Asian cues as selling was seen in the IT, auto, financial services and pharma sectors in the early trade. Sensex declined 773 points to 81,403, while Nifty dropped 214 points to 24,786 in the early trade when reports last came in. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings secured a top spot after defeating Mumbai Indians in a crucial match in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 185, Punjab Kings overhauled the score, posting 187 for the loss of 3 wickets in 18.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.